T.
Oh, I know. That dress.
D-R-E-F-T. Dress. The amazing suds discovery that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. Present Joyce Jordan, M.D.
My life story.
The story of a woman doctor, of her struggle to be a woman and a doctor at the same time. Joyce Jordan, M.D. Believe me, it's a dishwashing sensation across the nation, ladies. Yes, that's the one and only Dreft. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle that gets dishes so clean they shine, even without wiping. It's true, with Dreft in your dishpan, even glasses sparkle, polished or not.
In fact, one hostess who's famous for her beautiful table setting says she wouldn't think of washing her dishes in anything but Dreft.
And here's the reason why. You see, Dreft is different from soap. And even expensive soap flakes leave a cloudy film on dishes that must be polished off. But not Dreft. No, sir. Dreft's amazing suds rinse clean and clear. So dishes and glasses sparkle, towel or no towel.
And when you come to those greasy pots and pans, well, there again, Dreft is different from soap. For example, even the sticky grease in roasters and frying pans seems to just melt away so quickly.
Dreft suds are kind to your hands.
Yes, any woman who ever used Dreft for washing her sheer nylons and night lingerie knows how mild Dreft suds are to delicate colors.
So, ladies, it all adds up to this. For dishwashing wonders, use Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine, even without wiping. Get D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, in a bright green package. Joyce Jordan, called away from the Blakely party to perform an emergency operation on one of her ward patients, was driven to the Hotchkiss Memorial Hospital by Dawson Blakely. It was ironic that Dawson's jealous mother, little suspecting his interest in Joyce, arranged the whole thing. While Joyce performed the operation, Dawson waited for her in the first floor reception room. Now, nearly 2 hours later, Joyce steps out of the elevator and makes her way through the reception room.
Oh, dear, he's asleep. Well, there's nothing to do but wake him. Putting on the light doesn't seem to disturb him a bit. He's all in, the poor thing. Where he's lying when he's asleep makes me think of Lena. Most men look like little boys when they're asleep. He has long eyelashes. I never noticed before. He looks so boyish and defenseless. Not like the sophisticated man about town he professes to be. So helpless and disarming. Dawson Blakely, helpless and disarming. What a joke. He's as helpless as an atom bomb or an armored tank. Well, there's nothing to do but wake him up. I'll put my hand on his forehead quietly so I wake him without startling him.
What?
It's all right, Dawson. It's only me. You better wake up now.
Oh, but I... what are you doing here?
I work here.
Oh, good grief. I thought I was home in my own room.
Indeed you're not. You're in the hospital.
Well, naturally, I didn't think that Dr. Jordan was in my room. I thought you had a beautiful dream.
Oh, when you wake up, you really wake up, Dawson. You start hitting on all cylinders as soon as your eyes open. How long have you been asleep?
Oh, I managed to remain conscious for nearly 3/4 of an hour after you left me, and then I collapsed on this sofa, which is stuffed with cement from the way my neck feels. Huh? I'm going to speak harshly to my mother about the reception room furniture.
Don't.
Huh? Why not?
She might ask embarrassing questions. She might want to know why you were sleeping on the reception room sofa. Dawson, I hate to change the subject abruptly, but I am completely exhausted. So if you don't mind taking me home now,
That's why I'm here, ma'am. How'd the operation go?
It went very well, but it was heartbreaking even so. I discovered what seems to be a hopeless condition.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
So am I. You know, sometimes the doctor wishes she were just a woman. But she didn't have to watch from the sidelines while a tragedy played out day after day after. But there's no reason to worry you about it. Let's go now, Dawson, please. I'm assisting at an operation the first thing in the morning, and I need what rest I can get.
Once around the park, and then I'll take you to your hotel.
Have you always had your own way with women?
Well, almost always.
What if I were Doria? You wouldn't strong-arm me if I were Doria, would you?
Oh, how right you are. If you were Doria, I'd drive you home as fast as possible.
Tell me, why don't you marry Doria and get it over with? You'd please your mother, you'd please me.
Is that the truth, George?
Yes.
Oh, and you look like such an honest little thing on the surface. Why, you'd hate it if I married Doria. And I'd hate it, too. Besides, Doria has other irons in the fire.
Mm. Mrs. Spencer said something about seeing her in an isolated tea room with a very sinister-looking man.
Oh, he did he?
Mm-hmm.
A sinister-looking man? Well, I have a vague idea that I can guess the sinister-looking man's identity.
Well, then, tell me something, Dawson. Would he be the type to carry a knife?
Well, that's a queer question.
Nothing so queer about it. Sinister-looking men often carry knives.
Yeah, but even so, Oh, gosh, it'd be a joke on Iris.
What would be?
If Doria got herself messed up in an A1 scandal. Mother's always insisted that Doria could double for Caesar's wife, even though she looks like the vamp in a cheap melodrama. What have you got on Doria?
Nothing. Much.
Did I hear something about you and Doria having lunch together?
We're going to the Colonial.
Oh, nice place, the Colonial. When?
I won't tell you.
Oh, you're a secretive baby. Are you afraid I'll horn in?
Yes.
Well, I have ways and means of finding out. Maybe I'll put a detective on you.
Oh, don't say anything about detectives. Is it true that your mother is having you shadowed by a detective?
All too true, Joyce. But I'll let you in on a secret. Providing, of course, that I can trust you.
You can, within certain limits.
Well, then, Mother's detective and I are pretty good friends. We understand each other. You see, he works for me, too. He's not averse to playing both ends against the middle, and I don't mind paying through the nose.
Oh, I see.
You feel a bit safer now?
A trifle.
Oh, good.
But I hate the dishonesty of the whole thing. It's humiliating.
Oh, no, it isn't. I think it's amusing. I get a lot of laughs out of my mother and her minions of the law.
I don't. I'm afraid of her.
With your looks, Joyce, and your personality and your skill and your charm, there's only one woman in the world you should be afraid of.
Who, Doria?
No. Yourself.
Why myself?
Because one of these days your heart may betray you into being natural. And into doing what comes naturally.
Oh, here we are, right back where we started.
Yes, here we are, right back where we started. Me trying to convince you to let yourself be a woman.
No more of that, Dawson. Now I'm really angry. You take me home immediately, understand?
Well, you said that as if you meant it.
I do.
Well, of course, I could kiss you speechless. I could kiss away
you. Not my common sense, Dawson. Other men have tried to do that, and they failed. Now, please, take me home.
Very well, Doctor. Oh, but I did hope that we could see the sunrise. Well, there'll be other sunrises.
Here's an exit.
Well, must I?
You must. As it is, I'll practically have no time at all to rest. 2 hours sleep, and then a cold shower and breakfast in the hospital again.
Will you have lunch with me tomorrow?
No.
Dinner with me tomorrow night?
No.
How about a show?
No.
A movie? Concert? Would you care to dance?
I'll be completely exhausted tomorrow night, Dawson. I'll go home from the hospital and go to bed immediately.
Oh.
I'll have my supper served on a tray.
But won't you be lonely?
No.
You know, you're a terrific no girl. How long is it going to take you to fall in love with me?
I'll never fall in love with you. Not with you or with any man in the world, Dawson.
Give me three good reasons.
Gladly. Here's the first one. I've been married.
Yeah, but you're not married any longer. You're a widow.
My marriage taught me quite a few very sober truths, Dawson. It taught me that a double pull can be very painful.
Mm. Well, we'll skip that for the moment. What's your second reason?
Children.
Don't you like children?
I adore children. That's why. I can't be a good mother and a good doctor at the same time. Ernest, my foster son, proved that to me. Much as I worshipped him, I found that I was neglecting him for the sake of my patients. Just before I left Centerfield, he got into a bad jam, and I couldn't help him out of it because I was helping a new baby into the world.
Well, if you married a rich man, you could have a whole army of nurses and governesses to take over the details.
No, Dawson, no. The third reason is that my career means more to me than anything else on earth. I've given more to it than I could ever give to any man. It's given more to me in the way of satisfaction than I could ever expect from a husband. Well, here's my hotel. Thank you for driving me home, Dawson. Good night.
Dawson Blakely watches Joyce vanish through the revolving doors of the hotel. A smile plays about his lips. A gleam of triumph is in his eyes. Finally, he turns back to his car, and as it slides through the night, he thinks to himself, have I always had my own way with women? Hmm? Yes, almost always. Take my word for it, ladies. You'll say there's nothing like it for dishes. And, of course, there isn't. I mean Dreft. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine, even without wiping. Dreft works differently from any soap you ever use.
You'll find that out the first time you dreft your dishes. Why, even glasses come out sparkling, whether you polish them or not.
Dreft works differently because Dreft is different. Dreft suds rinse clear. Why, they're the first suds in history to wash dishes without leaving cloudy film. So Dreft wash dishes and glasses sparkle, polished or not. Your table looks like party night every night.
You like the way Dreft gets rid of dishpan grease, too. The way no soap in the world can do. I was simply amazed the first time I tried Dreft. Stubborn grease on pots and pans just seemed to melt away.
And Dreft suds are kind to hands.
You women who dress your lingerie in nylon know how mild it is to colors. Yes, indeed, Dreft is kind to your hands.
Yes, it's as non-alkaline as pure drinking water. So, ladies, try Dreft. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. The amazing suds discovery that gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Remember, no soap in the world, no other suds of any kind is the same as Dreft. Get Dreft, Dreft, in the bright green package. Be sure to listen to Joyce Jordan next time. Now, this is Richard Stark inviting you to listen again to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the new and different suds that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do. It starts with D and ends with T. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.